Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, there's always a bit of distance between them and us, and we get quite sad at that. They're a part of our Rise and Shine family. They're Davo and Ash Willis, our marriage experts. Hi, guys.
Glad to be with you all.
We love being back. Thank you for having us.
And yes. your g'day gets better every time, Dave. Every time.
He's really working on it.
Oh, we love you guys. Now, when I was talking about distance, I was saying that because you guys are a bit further ahead on COVID-19 distancing than we are in Australia. And I can see that that might be blissful for 2 days that you have your whole family around you. But there might be, you know, some stresses and different things that come out of that when everyone's on lockdown isolation. So we were going to, you know, obviously focus on marriage like that, but just some tips in general when it comes to being in everyone's pockets all the time.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It is. It's strange. These are strange times, you know.
Unprecedented.
But, you know, it's been interesting. Like, we've been in this probably almost a week because we came off spring break and then our school district said, okay, we're going to add 2 weeks on to basically the kids being home. And so we haven't been homeschoolers before. And I've been a middle school teacher, so I'm having to really like think about my teaching skills that I have. But it's really been interesting. You know, we've had to we want a schedule. I think a schedule adds a lot of kind of peace to what's going on because it's good to have a schedule. But we've also had to give a lot of grace to each other because things are so crazy and so different.
Yeah, you can't control the schedule because everything, I mean, it's hard to even put into words what it's like here. Like, everything has shut down. Like, you
it's
can't
so different.
You know, everything is closed. You can't go anywhere. They don't want you to be around anybody. I never imagine that in my entire lifetime we would be living through anything like this.
Right.
And so we're trying to just, you know, be as normal as possible and make sure the children,
make sure they're not scared.
Right. Make sure they're not scared.
Yeah, that's important.
Make it more, when we're talking to them, more of something to feel like they're a part of something that they'll tell their grandchildren about. I said, nothing like this has ever happened. And we're going to get through this and things will be back to normal fairly soon, but you're going to tell your children and grandchildren about this because this is something that's very, very unique. And so just remember everything that's happening right now. But for the daily schedule, we're just trying to figure that out, you know, as we go. Ashley's done a great job of finding some tools online to kind of help create structure. We've created some resources with our marriage ministry to help couples and families. We put together a free kind of COVID-19 family survival guide ebook.
I love it.
So,
because we all need it,
we're looking
on stuff like that. It'll be available within the next few days, and the website is xomarriage.com/survivalguide, and it's completely free. We're not trying to sell people things during this difficult time, but hopefully it'll have some resources that can help you and your family and your marriage. Because one benefit of this is if we are home more than ever before. And if you in Australia kind of experience some of the quarantine that we're having to experience here in the United States, it has some difficulties with it. But one of the opportunities is it can be a very unique time to invest in your marriage and family.
Absolutely.
Well, that's right. And I guess it needs an additional level of creativity though, doesn't it? Because obviously, as you said, you can't just say, oh, let's go to Disney World or let's go to the local theme park. Nothing's open. You can't do excursions. You have to be, you know, a bit more creative at home.
You do. You know, one thing I was looking online, I mean, people are online and watching TV more than ever. And I will say that, you know, I know a lot of us have looked at that as like a bad thing, but it can be a good thing if you find the right resources. Mm. And so like we're trying to provide good resources for people. But also I found a great outdoor scavenger hunt that I did with our boys, I guess yesterday. And it was so sweet to get outside and to like explore nature and check off different pictures we could take of different pieces of nature. And so, you know, it definitely has forced us to be more creative in what we do in the day to day. It's things that we haven't necessarily done before, you know, and I found that our older boys are trying to teach our younger boys things like our oldest is trying to teach our third son to do a backflip on the trampoline, and which has been kind of interesting. So, you know, I know there's a lot of fear and uncertainty that comes with COVID-19, and it's very, you know, unique and kind of stressful to have to be home with kids from school when they're, you know, traditionally in school. But I will say that I feel like God is really showing us a lot of beautiful things in this season. And I know that's hard to grasp when you're in their fearful stage. But I really try to remind myself and remind our boys that there is so much good going on in this time if we kind of stop and remind ourselves to see it.
Yeah, that's
amen.
Right.
That's so
and that's
good.
A bit of strategic, isn't it, too, as to say, well, let's remember to look for that. You know, sometimes you've got to go looking for it. But as we look for it, there's plenty of it out there, isn't there?
There is. And but we do have to be intentional about it.
But it, I do think that, that God is using this time to teach us, you know, he works all things together for good. And I think some of the ways he's working this difficult situation together for good is he's kind of helping us to slow down.
Yeah.
And in America, you know, our pace is just too fast. You know, we're always going, and we think that we have to be busy all the time. And that's not the pace that, that God has for us. That doesn't lead to peace. That leads to a lot of stress and health problems. And I think that this time is going to help all of us to slow down and to remember what's really valuable. Because like right now, our stock market in America that was at record highs has lost a third of its value just in the last few weeks. And so, I mean, people's retirement accounts, you know, their whole future plans have completely changed just in the last few weeks. But it reminds us that God is our provider and that, you know, we don't have to live just chasing money or chasing, you know, success by the world's definition that really if we're rich in love by loving God and loving our family and remembering what's really most important, then we have a rich that no stock market could ever take away. And so I think that God's wanting to remind us of some of those things during this time, because I believe all those other things are going to come back to normal fairly soon. But this is a good reminder for us.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, so good.
Well, hang in there. I'm sure you'll get through as a family all together. And I mean, look, as you said, what does the future hold? We may all be in the same boat in the very near future. But yes, it is possible to live happily as a family.
Yeah.
Confined.
Confined to a room.
Just make sure you have plenty of toilet paper, because that's the best. We're running out of here. You got to buy that in advance.
Yeah, right. Too true.
And it is okay to, you know, you can separate and all be in different rooms for a bit because, you know, as a family, people need your space too. You don't have to have, you know, the Instagram perfect quarantine pictures. There is, you know, the muck that's in between too, hey?
That's so true. I mean, everybody needs a little individual time. And we definitely, like, even just recently, before we talked to you all, we were like, boys, we need a little bit of time, just mommy and daddy. So there is nothing wrong with telling kids, telling even your spouse, like, I need just a little bit of time. There's nothing wrong with that.
Excellent.
Cool.
Wow.
Well,
thank you so much.
All the best. Hang in there. We'll chat again soon, and hopefully you'll be still managing happily as a family.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.